We want to go back to our Auburn Bank phone line and bring on a good friend of the program, JG Tate from AuburnSports.com, kind enough to join us here on today's show. JG, how are you today, my friend?
It is a pleasure to be on these airwaves once again, live, coming in from Montgomery, Alabama. Yes, sir.
And everything's great there in Montgomery.
Yeah, I haven't heard gunfire in 50 minutes, so that's good.
Our usual check-in with you. It's glad to know that things are going well for you, JG. Always a pleasure to catch up with you. Let's talk about that Auburn men's basketball team. Boy, what a game we saw on Tuesday night, the battle of the state between Auburn and Alabama.
Yes, this team, incredible depth. We've been talking about it for months, and there's always, they got about six guys that can kind of take over a game, and every night, you know, sometimes it's six, sometimes it's five. The other night it was three or four, and when they've got it going, they can really do some damage. Walker Kessler for the second straight game really wasn't a big factor due to foul trouble, but they mitigated that with Dylan Cardwell playing really tough minutes defensively in the paint, and you know, other guys stepping up around them. I mean, they got a lot of dudes, and this team's got a very, very high ceiling.
Let me ask you this, because basketball is obviously a sport that I certainly love and love chatting with you about it, JG, and we reflect back on that game on Tuesday for Auburn. They're leading by 14 against Alabama, and all of a sudden the Crimson Tide charged back, and they tied the game up, and the entire time this run is happening, Bruce Pearl just continues coaching and doesn't utilize any of his timeouts, and the internet is like, what in the world's going on here? Why is Auburn not calling a timeout? And I know that in the history of the sport, there have been coaches like that. The great Roy Williams was one to never use timeouts, really, to let his players try to figure it out there on the floor. Where do you stand in that argument, JG?
Well, I am 100% on the side of not calling timeouts.
Okay.
Because when I was a kid, Rick Pitino, if those good teams he had in the 90s, if they were playing poorly, he would just sit on the bench with his arms folded and say, you guys figure it out. He would not call a timeout. And BP was saying the other day that he doesn't call a timeout. His official explanation is that the best way to shut a crowd up is to make a bucket and get a foul. So that's what he wanted the kids to do. And they've got to learn how to do that, whether it comes into play, you know, against Kentucky in three games or in the SEC tournament and the NCAA tournament. You've got to figure out a way to solve your own problems. That's what the great teams do. I just think, for me, I would – also not call timeout, but I would do it for a different reason, because they just need to mature and figure it out themselves.
It is fair, because when you're saying that, I'm thinking back to, okay, when the team does call a timeout because you're gone on such a great run, then the momentum in the building is to get so much louder because, oh my gosh, we forced them to call a timeout. And so I kind of, it's like reverse psychology trying to figure out how to use timeouts and that sort of thing. What's up with the Walker Kessler foul trouble that's been happening lately?
I just think, of course, everybody's going to say, well, the ref got him, and that's just a very trite and lazy way to look at it. He's such an incredibly aggressive defender. He's a really good defender, but he's also very aggressive, and I think he puts himself into some situations defensively that he gets called for fouls. I don't necessarily think that they're a foul by what he's doing, but his positioning's off a little bit. When they see tall guys like him kind of leaning, that's when they start one to blow the whistle. And he also picked up a charge the other day on the offensive end, so that was a little bit of a problem. But generally it's not. It's just reaching, and he's got to be a little bit, I don't know. Like, in a way, BP's always trying to get on him to be more aggressive, and here's JG going, well, he's too aggressive, you're getting too many fouls. It's a different kind of aggressive. And instead of just kind of reaching and leaning, it's about being more focused on what you got to do and getting up in that guy. And so he's just got to be a little more careful, particularly how he defends with two or three fouls.
JG, speaking of aggressiveness, Jabari Smith scored a career-high 25 points in the game against Alabama. So what did you make of his performance as far as his aggression as well as being able to defend as well?
Yeah, I mean, he's awesome. I mean, the people are talking about him being the number one pick in the draft, and I'm not surprised at all. He's so silky smooth, and I think you're seeing the point totals kind of ramp up a little bit because he's getting more comfortable. He understands when to assert himself, how to assert himself. You know, the whole way through, he's been that guy that just daggers the other team. Even the other night when Alabama pulled even, here's Jabari on the break, trailing, gets a three, puts it in the bucket. He was doing that to Florida last week as well. So he's just a guy that really has a sense of how to step up in the moment. Defensively, he's solid. I don't think he's a superstar by any stretch, but he's good. It's just on the offensive end, and he's a great mid-range shooter. He's a great three-point shooter, pretty good defensive rebounder. He just helps you in a lot of different ways. And to me, he's just definitely the MVP.
Tell me about yesterday watching KD Johnson trying to get in the head of Jabari Smith.
Man, KD never stops, dude. It's just always. It's like a radio with a broken volume knob, and it's all the way at 10. He's just always chirping, always going, always having a good time, man, even in practice when things are really tough and BP's working him really hard. He's got a smile on his face, and he's bouncing around and talking smack. And that, I love it. I happen to think KD Johnson's the funnest dude on this team and one of the funnest guys I've ever covered.
So Auburn gets ready to take on Ole Miss tomorrow night there in Oxford. We're talking with J.G. Tate from AuburnSports.com within the Rivals family. Neil McCready has been on this program a couple of times, and Neil McCready is someone that you chat with on a weekly, probably even maybe daily basis, J.G. So you probably know Ole Miss quite well. We know of the battles over the years between Kermit Davis and Bruce Pearl. What are you expecting going into tomorrow night?
Well, they lost. So they usually mess up Auburn with a 1-3-1 trap. It's something that they are very good at. It's something Auburn doesn't see very often, and Auburn struggles with it. So they lost the point guy in their 1-3-1 to an injury about a month ago, and he's out. And they just lost another really good player, I think, in the last few days. So Auburn, under normal circumstances, against a fully healthy Ole Miss team, I still think Auburn would win that game 5 to 10 points in Oxford. And now they've lost, you know, two important players. It's going to be tough, but Auburn is ready for that 1-3-1. They've got a lot of stuff specifically geared to kind of mess with that. I'll be interested to see how well they execute it and how much Ole Miss's pressure will really affect them. It's affected them in the past. It's been a problem. The year they went to the Final Four, they lost their SEC opener in Oxford against a team that's, you know, kind of similarly talented, and they lost that game because of the things that Kermit does to Bruce, the odd looks they do, the pressure looks they do. But I think this team is going to be a little bit more prepared.
You think Auburn wins? What does your gut tell you?
Yeah, Auburn wins by 7-10, something like that.
Okay, we like it. J.G. Tate joining us here on the program from AuburnSports.com. All right, let me transition a little bit out of the Auburn sphere for a moment. But while you're with us, I need to be entertained here for a moment. Were the Raiders really playing for a tie, J.G.?
Yes, I believe that they were, honestly, because that was a 100% chance of qualifying for the playoffs. I mean, because if you tie, both of them go in, the Chargers and the Raiders. So I personally was fine with it. But then the Chargers coach called a timeout and kind of forced their hand. So, heck, might as well win it. Daniel Carlson has been so good.
It's crazy how good.
I cannot believe the Vikings coach cut him the way he did. And it's just dumb.
And now the Raiders have a chance. How do you feel about the Raiders going into this weekend?
First of all, I always love the Raiders. That's America's team. And I love Coach Bisaccia. I love Derek Carr. You know, we had a lot of trouble this year. The coach had to resign in shame. And our star wideout, I don't even want to get into that. It was a mess. But we've overcome it, got into the playoffs, probably going to lose this game. But, hey, man, it's been a great season. Keep building.
At least you're there.
You're not trying to pull a Big Ben, are you? Just trying to, you know, sugarcoat everything, making me like, yeah, no, we made it. We had a good run. You know, probably going to lose by 20, but, you know, we're here. Let's go out here and have fun. That's not what you're trying to say about the Raiders versus these Bengals, are you now?
Well, I have nothing in common with Ben Roethlisberger because I'm not a sexual batterer. So we have not forgotten.
Oh, that's amazing. What does the G stand for, JG?
G Money.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I love it. I've never asked before, but it's just you're always JG, and I thought maybe I'd get it out of him. But
that's big swag right there.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Tell us about AuburnSports.com. Give us the plug for today on Friday, JG.
AuburnSports.com is your favorite source for all information relating to Auburn football, baseball, basketball, and recruiting. Check it out at AuburnSports.com.
Perfect. Thank you for the time today. We'll talk soon, okay?
All right, guys. Be good.